Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Nun. The Gemara and the Amid Beis comes to explain what the Mishnah said, that one of the trefers are when there's a hole in the stomach. And the Mishnah says, HaKeret HaPnima SheNikva, the inner stomach got a hole, got punctured. Oy SheNikra Reiv HaChitayna, where the outer stomach got ripped mostly. So the Gemara comes to explain, what does it mean, the inner stomach, and what does it mean, the outer stomach? And the Gemara has different mando amrim, what the inner stomach is and what the outer stomach is. And there's a, like you can see, there's a big nafkamino between what is the inner stomach and what is the outer stomach. The inner stomach, even the tiniest puncture, already renders it a trefo, whereas the outer stomach is only if the roiv gets ripped, which is a much bigger shear, a much bigger size, only that will render it a trefo. And this makes a very big nafkamino, and it has very practical ramifications as far as whether it's a trefa or not. And the Gemara has numerous mando umrim of what the big stomach is and what the small stomach is. One mando wanted to say Sanya Divi, one mando wants to say Mokim Tsar, and the Gemara says, I don't know what that is. And the Gemara says, if you don't know what it is, so then it doesn't help you anything. So then the Gemara says, Mokim She'im by Milas. The Akiv Bar Nachmina Mashmuel says, it's Mokim She'im by Milas, a place where there's none of these hairs. There's no woolly papilla on its lining. And then the Gemara says, Ravina Amar Geneva Mishmei Deryav, Tefach Bezash Samach Lekeres, Ui Keres Afnimis, the first Tefach, next, from the Zeshet, next to the Keres, that's the inner one, and L'chayot Mashma, the path, it would be the outer stomach. Ami B'mai Rava, then the Gemara says, I like this. Ami B'mai Rava Mishmei Tev Yisi Bechalino. In my Rava, in Bavil, they said in the name of Yisi Bechalino, Keres, Kala Keres Kuloi, Zuhi Keres Afnimis. The entire stomach is the inner stomach and becomes a trefo with just a mashahu of a hole. The Ezu Keres Achitin, what's considered the outer stomach that's only a trefo if most of it is ripped? Basra Achoifes Reva Keres, it's only this outer lining. It's only this Basra Achoifes Reva Keres, which means Basra Achoifes Reva Keres, the flesh that covers most of the outside, which I'm not sure 100% what that means. It's referring to a specific part of the abdominal wall, certain part of the wall of the stomach. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Barav Huna Amar Mefrato. My Mefrato Mefave Hechad Pari Tafchi. The last man, the Amar, says that the part that's considered the inner stomach is only the part that sees the ground. Whereas the part that's on top, that doesn't see the ground, that's considered the keres achitzon, and that would only become a trefo if most of it gets ripped. Then the Gemara says in different places, they did this way, they did that way. The Gemara says, which mandomer really kill a lot of other mandomer, who is shaychem adayam barafuno. Rabbi Barav Huna that says Mefrato, he really includes, they're all incorporated into that opinion of Rabbi Barav Huna. In other words, that if you say you're already satisfied other than the other opinions, if you do like him. Now, in the Rishonim, we have a big machlokes how to paskin. And again, this is going to make a very big nafkemino the halach. Now, let's explain. Beginning with a Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, he brings down that there was a story in the times of the Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam, Chochmas Adam. And the Chochmas Adam says the story. And the Chochmas Adam says that there was somebody that came to him and he had a goat. And they went ahead and they punctured the goat between the ribs. In the area of the stomach, between the ribs. So that's obviously on the upper part of the body, not on the lower part of the body. Now when they made this cut or stab into the goat, some insides, some peresh, some innards of the stomach came out. So obviously it punctured the stomach through and through. There was even some insides of some contents of the stomach that came out. So it apparently was a case of niketa teres, a hole in the stomach. And there's a question, is it a treifa, is it not a treifa? Is this goat no longer kosher to be eaten, or remains kosher to be eaten? And what happened was, there was 12 months that passed by. So really what happened was at the beginning when it happened, so the owner of the goat, he asked the question, what's the halacha, is it a treifa, is it not a treifa? And the Paisik told him that it's a problem of a treifa, and therefore he has to sell it to a goy, he should not keep it to shecht it and to eat it. Nevertheless, the owner of the goat was not willing to listen to what the Paisik said, and he didn't yet eat it, but he went ahead and he saw that after a few days the goat got better, and he raised that goat together with his other goats. He still knew which goat it was, and that goat became pregnant even, it gave birth to a child. More than 12 months passed. Usually a treifa dies after we within 12 months. More than 12 months passed. And now, after he kept it alive and already lived for more than 12 months and had a baby, so he said, look, it's proven that it's not a treifa. So now he wanted to know, is he allowed to shecht it? Is he not allowed to shecht it? Would he be allowed to shecht it and eat it? Or is he not allowed to shecht it and eat it? That was the question, the second question that this farmer had. So then the Pesach said, so the Chochmas Adam said, that really like this. He said, really, he would say that such a thing is mutter. Why? Even though some insides of the stomach came out, so therefore for sure there was a puncture in the stomach. And whenever it's a vadai treifa, if it's ever a for sure treifa, then it doesn't help that it lives 12 months. Now we discussed that in another shir, in the shir for Chulin Daf Nun Vov. We discussed why is it possible that a treifa will change for the fact that it lives 12 months. Do I say the nishtana teva? Do I say on such things? And there we explained that we don't say nishtana teva when it comes to treifa. So the Chochmas Adam says the same thing over here. The fact that it lives is not an etzo does not save it from being a treifa. However, he says the Chayei Adam, it's only a safik treifa. The Torah brings down an opinion that what's considered the inner stomach that becomes a treifa with just a small hole, with just a small puncture, that's only the mefrata. Like this man, the Amar we had in the Gemara, there's one opinion that says that it's only the mefrata, only the bottom part, only what sees the ground. But the upper part, what's by the ribs, there, if it gets a small puncture, it will not be a treifa unless it gets cut roiv. So even though most poskim disagree with that opinion of the Itur, nevertheless, the Maragia in the Torah says that Hachush and Yisoyin made like the first Dayo. The Maragia, there's a Hagah printed in the Torah that says that science, scientific facts, prove that the first opinion is correct, because we see all the time that there are such punctures in the upper side of the stomach and the animal lives for 12 months. So we see it happens all the time, so it must be such a thing as not a treifa. And therefore, says the Chayei Adam, even though I wouldn't necessarily paskin fully, like that opinion that the Torah says, that I should paskin like the man the Omer, that a treifa, that the inside stomach is considered the bottom, and therefore if it gets a puncture on top, it's for sure not a treifa unless it got cut roiv. Nevertheless, it's enough to make it be a suffix, it's enough to make it be a doubt. And there's a general rule, there's a shach that says that when there's a suffix, when it's a machloikis, and it lives 12 months, or it gives birth, then it's kosher. Now, that's what the Chochmas Adam wanted, as he said, I would say. That's the fact that I would say, says the Chochmas Adam. However, says the Chachmas Adam, since this person went ahead and violated and the words of the Pesach, so he said, therefore, I think it's proper that I should give a knas to this farmer, since he went ahead and he violated the words of the Pesach that told him he should just right away sell it to a goy. Since he violated, it's proper to give him a knas, just like somebody who's mevatelis of the chatchila, we give him a knas. So to this person that didn't follow the psak, the original psak that he was given, that he should right away sell it to a goy, so therefore, even though, theoretically, says the Chacham HaSadam, it should be mutter, I still think that it's proper to go and cancel the owner. This is what the Chacham HaSadam says. And that comes the Pischei Tshuva. This Pischei Tshuva is in your Yodeya, Simin Mem Ches, Siskot and Beis, and he brings down this Chachmas Adam, and he says he disagrees strongly on the Chachmas Adam. He says, since most Poskim disagree with the opinion, like we said, Misrata, he says, no, most Poskim say that no matter where it is in the stomach, it's already a trefa with a mashu. Pischei Tshuva, the Primi Gadim tells us, that we say that if it's a machloikis, if it's a machloikis and it lives 12 months or it has a baby, then it's kosher. We don't say that if most people disagree. If most poskim say that it's a trefo, then it doesn't help that it lives 12 months. So here, the most poskim say that it's not, that it's the inner stomach, the keres hapanimi, is not limited to the bottom of the stomach. So therefore, it's not enough to say that such a thing, it doesn't go into a gather of a machloikis, it's not an even machloikis, and therefore, I cannot permit such a thing just because it lived 12 months, or just because it had a baby. And he says, this hagol in the Tor, that the Chachmas Adam brought down, he says the Pischei Tshuva, the Chachmas Adam forgot about a Bach. The Bach was scream about the fact that this hagol was printed in the Tor. It's an incorrect hagol. However, says the Pischei Tshuva, I have a different way to say, even though we can't say that the main halacha is like the Itur, and it's not even a suffix if the halacha is like the Itur, says the Pischei Tshuva, nevertheless, there's a different reason why here it is a suffix. Because even the poskim that do aser, even those that disagree with the Itur, they're only saying so misafik. If you look in the Rosh says, there's a man, the Amar, that says, some Rishonim say, the halacha is like Yahweh Bar Avuna, and some Rishonim say, the halacha is like Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Says the Rosh. In other words, the Itur was saying, the halacha is for sure like Yahweh Bar Chana, that said that it's Mafrato. Yahweh Bar Avuna, that said it's Mafrato. The Itur was saying, that's for sure the halacha. That we see that the Yisoyin is made, and that's what the Magi on the Tour was saying, that for sure the halacha is that it's only the bottom part is considered the keres hapanimi, and the upper part is not the keres hapanimi. We for sure pass the like Rabbi Bar Avuna. And that we say that the opinion of the Itur is a miut among the poskim, and you can't say it's a sake of the dino, says the Pischei Tshuva, to say that do I pass him like the Itur or do I not pass him like the Itur, that you can't say is a machloikis, is an equal suffix, because most poskim disagree with the Itur that paskins just straight off the bat. The Itur that says the halacha is for sure, like Yame Barifuno, that the Masrata is the Keres HaPnimi, that is not halacha. But those that do make a trefa, even not on the bottom, the only reason why they're making a trefa not on the bottom is only misafik, out of doubt, out of safik, they're saying that you have to say even the tav is a trefa. Even they agree. In other words, even the poskim that don't hold of the itur, which are the majority of the poskim, even the majority, they agree that there's a safik involved. The Rosh says that really it's a safik. Some Rishonim say the halacha is like Yahweh Bar Avuna, and some say the halacha is like Yabes Bar Chanina. So it comes out that even those that make it a trefa, even those that disagree with the Itur, also agree that it's a suffix. And he says that what? Says that it's a tshuva, so understandably, if the Rosh held it a suffix, the Tur and other places also held it a suffix, it's just that they hold it a suffix, that Yaisa L'chumra. However, but if it's only a suffix, then we fall back to what the Chochmas Adam says, that if it lives 12 months, so then you could say that that if it's a machloikis and it's lived 12 months, then it's kasher. However, continues the Pesachei Tshuva, it's not so simple to say this hanocha, that whenever it's a suffix trefa, despite the fact that the Shach says that when it's a suffix trefa and it lives 12 months, we say it's kasher. And even though it's machloikis, this that it lived, the fact that it lived is sort of machriya, is machriya the suffix of whether it was a trefa, of whether such a thing is a trefa. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, it's not so simple. Not everybody says like that. He brings on a sefer Imek Halacha. That it's very not simple to say that just because it's a suffix, so therefore, and we saw that it lived 12 months, that is machriya the suffix. That is what the Pesachei Tshuva says. Now really, there's others that discuss, that went further after the Pesachei Tshuva. The Chacham Adam said that theoretically it's mutter, if not for the fact that this person went against his rov. The Pesachei Tshuva disagreed with the Chacham Adam. Then later, as Paiskim went and were done on the Pesachei Tshuva, for example, the Malam Elohayolin Erodea Simintes, he wishes to disagree with the Pesachei Tshuva. However, he says, L'maisa, it's not so simple. He says that the Pesachei Tshuva only wrote that because in his country it wasn't so common to have these cases where they puncture the stomach, but because he came from Poland and it wasn't so common. But he says the Malam Elohayol, the Malam Elohayol was in Germany. And in Germany, he says, in Ashkenaz, it's very common, and we have to know what this halacha is. And he says, it happens all the time, and it lives. And he wants to say that it's kosher, but Lamaisa, he says, since I don't have other person that say like that, he wasn't willing to take the ashrayas of saying that it's kosher. So that is this discussion as far as what is considered the stomach, and what's not, what's considered the keres hapnimi, what's the middle stomach, the inside stomach, and what's the outer stomach, as far as how much of the stomach will render it a trefa from that it's punctured. From a small puncture, it's already a trefa, or it has to have more than that to make it be a trefa. And then, do we paskin for sure one way, or is it a suffix, which way we paskin? And therefore, if it lived 12 months, can we say that is a raya, that is kosher? There are other discussions as well. And today, it's actually very common, this thing, that there's animals that have surgeries in the stomach, cows have surgeries in the stomach, and it's a big question. Does such a thing make it be a trefa? It's very common. Now, there's another discussion that goes after this first discussion, and that is, although it doesn't relate mamish to our sugya, but it's worth mentioning when we're on the topic. And that is, it seems that according to many Rishonim, even if we'll say that originally with a small puncture it does become a trefa, but when that hole closes up, if they do a surgery on this cow and they close it up and they stitch it up and the hole gets closed and now it's healed very well, perhaps even though originally was a trefa, perhaps it's choyza lehateyoy, perhaps it will now become kosher. And it seems that there are many Rishonim that hold like that. However, the Rashba is very clear that we don't say like that. And this brings to another discussion, could we rely on the many Rishonim that say that even if it was a trefa, even if such a size of a puncture made it a trefa, but perhaps it became kosher with that it healed. With that they stitched it up and it healed, that could perhaps it's choyza l'achera. So the sefer on this is a sefer Mishiv the Halacha, Yeridei Chelik Aleph, in the Tshuva section, Simon Gimel, that has a whole arichus about this, and he says that despite the fact that many Rishonim permit a trefa, such a trefa that it got punctured and then it got closed up and it healed up, and say that now it's kosher, nevertheless, the Rashba disagrees, and the Shach follows in the opinion of the Rashba, and it's not even considered a Sfeika Didino
to say that if it lives 12 months, that we'll go ahead and be machshirus. Says the Meisha Bahalacha, even though the Chasam Sofer says that if it lives 12 months, then we're matter all Sufik traces, from that it lives 12 months, we see that not only is this animal an animal that can live, all animals that have this kind of trafer can live. So perhaps we should say that by this type of thing where it gets punctured and it lives 12, and then it gets healed up and then it lives 12 months. Nevertheless, he says, you see from the Moshe, you see from many posts, he says, you see that Moshe and Igris Moshe, the Radeche, Legalis, and Chok discusses this type of thing, and the Moshe does not mention any such thing that just because it lived 12 months and many Rishonim say it's kosher, that therefore we'll say it's kosher. So what comes out from what we said so far is that when the stomach of an animal is punctured a small amount on the top side, according to some opinions, it's only a Sofik Trefa, and therefore if it leaves Yud Beis Chodesh, it's no longer a Trefa. Additionally, according to some Rishonim, if it healed up, even if originally it was a Trefa, but now that it healed up, according to many Rishonim, it's not a Trefa. Nevertheless, the Poskim are not matir based on these two reasons to say that just because it was on the top side and just because it healed up, that therefore it's no longer, and it was less than the roi, it was only a small puncture, that therefore it's out of trefa. And this makes a big issue, because in today's farms, in just about any farm apparently, there are animals that have this stomach that's punctured. They have this stomach that a surgery was done, I'm not sure exactly why, but apparently it's a common thing that, I don't know the exact percentages, and I don't know the statistics of what percentage it is of how many cows in a farm have this. And usually, when they shecht animals, so they'll do research, they'll make sure that the animal is not one of those animals that have this trefa. And therefore, for the meat that we eat, and today, it doesn't come up as being such an issue. We stay away from such cows when we shecht cows. However, where it becomes very nogea is with the milk that we drink. Because if the animal is a trefa, then not only are we not allowed to eat the meat, we're also not allowed to drink its milk. And the question is, so if we have a big farm, and in this farm, there's one or two or three or more cows that are a trefa because they had this surgery done on the stomach. So then perhaps, at least the milk that came from those cows is a trefa, is trefa milk, and perhaps when it gets mixed with all the rest of the milk, perhaps it can make all the milk that's coming from that farm into trefa milk. And this is a very serious issue that police can deal with. And therefore, it pertains to all Chol of Yisrael. When people drink the Chol of Stam, people say drink milk in America, with based on the track of Moshe, and they have to realize that it's not enough to solve, to avoid the problem of Chol of Akum. Moshe will resolve the issue with you. Those that rely on the track of Moshe, they don't have to, they're not concerned about the problem of Chol of Yisrael. But there's another problem, and that is the problem of that perhaps it's milk from a trefa. And Pais can deal with different things, that perhaps sometimes it's bottle arroyes, or it's holchanach arroyes, that since most animals are not trefa, so therefore there are reasons to be makel, but a person has to really know what the metzias is, what the facts are, and it's a long discussion of whether and when and where we're able to say this bittul arroyes and halichach arroyes, and when does it have a nev kavua, and that's well beyond the scope of this shiur. The main purpose of this shiur is to see from the sugya, to bring awareness, to see from the sugya how this has practical ramifications, and I hope that this shiur sheds some light on this sugya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8255. 8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.